This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The Iowa Pork Producers Association holds its annual meeting each year during the week of Pork Congress in Des Moines as the president-elect moves into the role of president. At last week's meeting, Matt Gent succeeded Trish Cook as the new president of the IPPA, with Cook moving into the role of past president. Up next, we will hear from the third-generation farmer from Washington County on his reasons for optimism in the hog industry for 2024.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
During last week's annual meeting of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, Matt Gent succeeded Trish Cook as the new president of the IPPA.
Producer from Southeast Iowa, Washington County. Home is Wellman, Iowa, and my family has a farrow to finish hog operation. I'm a third generation farmer, and my boy and my nephews, hopefully, and nieces will be fourth generation.
That is Matt Gent, who has spent the last 6 years as a part of the IPPA board. He says he never initially intended to get involved in the leadership of the IPPA when first familiarizing himself with the board, but he has gotten up to speed quickly.
When I joined 6 years ago, I literally knew nothing about Iowa pork, and that was part of the reason why I wanted to join, is, you know, where does our producer money go to every day, and what are they doing with it, and so I wanted to learn, and it takes a couple years to learn the organization, and you sit back and you figure it out. Then from there, it's how do we do what's best for the producers, the consumers.
With a tough economic situation for raising hogs, uncertainty regarding Proposition 12 compliance, and the always looming threat of foreign animal disease, 2023 was not an easy year for producers.
2023 was rough for all producers. Nobody's going to doubt that. 2024, we are very optimistic. We are still a cheap, economical source of protein. We have that going for us. No matter what, when the consumer's looking for a cheap protein in today's economic world, pork is your answer. And we need to push that even harder than we have been.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.